Welcome to Jumpstart Weekly, the manga podcast where every week we read every chapter of Shonen Jump on Viz's website, as well as another collected volume of manga. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your host, Kevin.
And this week, we read Hunter x Hunter, Volume 5. Before we get to that, though, we have Shonen Jump, and I'll try very hard not to talk about this week's One Piece that I read this morning, morning is different for me, that I read right before Kevin got here.
Yeah.
Between waking up and waiting for Kevin to get here, and not last week's One Piece. But before that, we will start with Blue Box number 180, Rewards. What did you think of Blue Box this week, Kevin?
I really liked it. I think the end really got me with the current me is going to reap the rewards of all of past me's work. Like, it's not exactly how she worded it, but that's what she said, basically.
I like that idea. I don't so much like her rival getting benched. Like, I know it's not like a permanent. It's a, hey, we need to rest you for if we need you later. But it sort of makes it so if Chinatsu wins, there's going to be this open question of what if she had been playing the whole time.
I guess.
And I don't super care for that story element.
I don't know. It makes sense to me because they haven't, like, Chinatsu's team hasn't even caught up yet.
Yeah, I get it. I just think that will be an open question if she wins. And that's a little unsatisfying, which may be the story hook they're going for. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Also, it could be Chinatsu doesn't even win with her on the bench. But that doesn't seem to be the way the story's going.
No, I feel like she's going to be put in soon.
That's the only real criticism I had of it, though. Other than that, I also quite like this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you wanted to say on it?
Nope.
That takes us to One Piece chapter 1136, The Land That Awaits the Sun, which is kind of just a big lore dump.
Yeah.
We find out a lot about Nika and the giant's relationship to him.
Yep.
And how they have all these different dogmas about him. Some say, oh, he's a warrior conqueror. Some say he's a god of freedom. And I really like the idea that Nika always appears before the world order is destroyed.
Yep.
Which is why the oppressed sort of worship him and the governments fear him. And I also love Luffy being like, oh, that's why people say I look like him. Not me, though. Could be me.
My name's not Nika. It's Luffy. Love that. Oh, yeah, I do look exactly like that guy. I'd love to meet him one day.
Yeah. Be like looking in a mirror. A chaotic mirror.
Now I just want Luffy to go Gear 5 with the Giants and just have them flip their shit.
Well, they've all already seen it because of the Wanted poster, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess just in person.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them would. We also find out that Shanks was the one who caught Loki, which is presumably why he has an alliance with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting. And also, I love Luffy being like, I'm going to do a stealth mission. And Nami and Zoro being like, that's cute.
Sure thing, buddy.
Sure, it's a good idea to free this evil prince that everybody's talking about. And Luffy's like, ah, he said he'd take me to Shanks, though.
He's you a know? Cool dude.
That's what I got from that story about him killing his dad and stabbing a guy through the helmet. Anything else you want to say about One Piece?
Nope.
Next up, we have Kagurabachi number 64, Become the Samurai. I like this one pretty all right. I thought the twist was, like, really telegraphed, though.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he doesn't have his magic sword, and he's going to fight anyway. It's mm-hmm. like, ah, I don't have my magic sword, because I have to do training.
Yep.
But I do like the villain and be like, when did you learn to sword fight? I didn't. I'm going to learn right now. And he's like, fuck you, I'm leaving.
Fuck you, I'm leaving. And then he starts fighting me. He's like, you must complete mission, but sword fight.
Must not be Vegeta.
And then he fails.
So I did like it, though I wish, again, the twist was a little bit more surprising.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anything else you wanted to say about it?
Nope.
Next up, we have Sakamoto Days 197, Seatbelt. I love that one panel. I'm sure you know which one.
Yes.
That's kind of all I have to say about it.
Yeah,
now.
It was okay.
I thought the humor in it didn't really work well, and the more I read this flashback, the more I'm like, how does Shin not remember this guy?
Yeah, I was like, it's going to be some kind of mind erasure thing or something like that.
Yeah, I one of my notes I don't even remember specifically is I would remember that, I think.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, that seems pretty damn memorable, especially because it's not like he was, you know, it's not like he met him when he was 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you like, you know, oh yeah, sure it might have been memorable, but I was 5, like, eh.
Next up we have Himaten number 26, Housemaid Kana. It's cute. Do you want to see a girl in maid cosplay? Mm-hmm. I have good news for you about this chapter.
Yep.
I don't know if I have much more to say about it though.
That's about it. It was cute. I liked it, though.
which will take us to Akana Banashi Story 142, A New Path. I didn't like this one as much, just because pretentious is not the right word for it, but we already knew we were going ahead 3 years and being in France.
Yeah.
So this whole perspective of the journalist finding her doesn't really work. If we had not ended, if we'd started this chapter with 3 years later in France instead of ending last chapter with it and seeing Akane there, I think this would have worked a lot better.
I think you're right. I think it would have been a cool reveal if we saw through the journalist's eyes that Akane is performing over in France now, as opposed to knowing that ahead of time. So we're like, oh, well, yeah, he's going to go find her performing Rakugo in France.
I do like the parallel to her old master and how he would be in, like, art districts and she went to, like, the art capital of the world to perform and pull that in. I do like that implication. That's probably going to be beat in, so there's no subtlety in the next couple of chapters.
Probably.
But, like I said, I just think the chapter as a whole, like, it's building to this climax that we already kind of know.
Yes.
Anything else you wanted to say about it?
Nope.
Next, we have Sid Craft, Case 8, The Scales of Love and Her Resolve. I really like this chapter, but I don't know what I have to say about it. I do love the Phantom Thief just, like, casually lockpicking the bomb. Just like, well, wait. Like, while she's dangling over the boat, she's like, oh, just wait. I have a hairpin. It's fine.
No one would be able to pick this in. Give me a second. There you go. I got it for you. So, yeah, I liked that. I like that the arc isn't over yet because there's the implication of someone made the girl do this.
Yeah.
So that's nice. It's not literally like, oh, and that was the end of it. Okay, that was a short arc.
Yeah, we're introducing a Moriarty, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Or just a smaller arc villain. I also like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I really liked it, but I don't know if I have much more to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, we have The Elusive Samurai, Chapter 187, Intermission 1339 to 1342. There are thematic things I like about this. I like the connection drawn to the arrow that guy was hit with, eventually leading to his death.
Yep.
And the political upheaval stuff. On the whole, it's kind of a very history chapter, though.
Yeah.
It's like and then nothing happened to this guy for a while, but there was important historical context, so let's cover that real quick.
Which is fine, but yeah, this chapter kind of by itself was just okay.
I do like the last chapter where now he's super popular with all the women. So, like, all the girls are, like, together now against him in nature. Me would be like, I am sorry. I will give him his regular clothes back.
Yeah, that was
popular.
That was really funny. We should not have given him fancy clothes.
And other than that, I did like the chapter, but like I said, it's very utilitarian, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anything else you wanted to talk about, Kevin?
Nope.
That'll take us into Jump Card then. Jump Guard is the segment where we rank everything in Shonen Jump from our least favorite on up. We have 20 this week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 20, Kevin?
That's where I have Shinobi Undercover.
That's fair. I liked Shinobi Undercover a little. Like, there was emotion in it. Like we always say, if series was better, this would all land a lot better. Mm-hmm. But that what made it go higher for me than other series that I thought were similar in quality.
Fair.
But not great. I have Niue's at 20.
Fair.
But, like, the tone of the fight seems like a different manga almost in Niue's. Like, it seems like two different characters to me.
Yeah.
Almost than the ones that have been introduced prior, which for my many criticisms of Niue's, that has not been one of them before.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at 19?
19 is where I put Me and Robico. I just wasn't a fan.
That's fair. It's where I have Witch Watch because I just felt like it's a cute little chapter, but it just didn't do anything for me. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think it was, like, particularly appealing. No, nothing was advanced.
It went decently high for me for...
Yeah, that giantess kink.
No, for the lap pillow joke, where
he got that giant escape.
Well, no, my favorite thing about it wasn't that he was like, yes, it's like I get a giant lap pillow. They're like, he didn't even make it to a sitting position. He fell asleep crawling onto her leg.
Yeah, wasn't funny to me.
That's fair.
What do you have at 18?
That's where I have noise.
That's where I have Astro Royale.
Okay.
The fight was a little bit better, which is why I went higher than other stuff.
But yeah, like, that's the same with me.
Where you got at 17?
Ultimate Exorcist.
Same. Mm. It introduced a new character, so that's why it went above other stuff, because at least it did something, but not to my taste. What do you have at 16?
16 is where I have Astro Royale.
That's where I put Shinobi Undercover.
Gotcha.
Above a bunch of other stuff I also didn't like. What do you have at 15?
That's why I have Kill Blue. Just, you know, more of, I guess I had forgotten that the guy had the little sister complex, so it's kind of weird to bring this up now, considering
how long this has been going on.
Yeah, it's like, they've gone on multiple dates already. Even if, like, he's more into it than she is, she's still agreeing to go. So why is this happening now?
Yeah. I have Me and Robico here. Okay. Honestly, don't remember what happened to Me and Robico, but I liked it more than the bad shouted stuff, so it must have
made
me laugh at some point.
Maybe it's like, which watch?
I remember, it's like the story with like the old lady and her maid. I just found it really weird tonally.
Yeah.
But like that was more interesting than
That's fair.
The other stuff. I didn't think it worked, but okay, you're like trying for something? I'll give you a few points for that. I don't think the other ones were trying anything, so.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at 14?
That's where I have Hakutaku. This was interesting, and I liked the stuff that they brought up. It's all felt very weird because it was like disjointed, because we're getting like the perspective of all three of them were talking to different people, and now like all the conclusions are happening at once, and it just felt kind of weird for me.
Fair, I guess. I have Super Psychic Policeman Shoujo here.
Okay.
I think it was fightier than Rebecca, but I didn't think it was great.
Fair.
Yeah, you have it higher, so it must have got a chuckle out of you, I assume.
Yeah, it's my number 13. It was the Pongi,
like judoing the ghost and be like, oh, I get this weird feeling that someone's trying to grab my collar.
Well, no, she's just like, wham, did I just throw something? And he does it again. She's like, wham, did you guys feel an invisible collar? And he's just staring at her like, what the hell? I just really liked that.
I have Kill Blue at 13.
Okay.
I think I mostly appreciated the like catch game at the end with the main characters going through.
Fair.
For this, I do agree with you of the timing of the story being strange.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 12?
That's where I have Witch Watch.
It's where I have Undead Unluck.
Okay.
I wanted to like this, but we undid the losing all of Fuka's memories so fast that like I didn't have any time to
feel
bad about it.
Yeah, I was like, not in the way I was expecting.
Yeah.
I was expecting him, because they were basically going like, oh, that's cool, we'll just make new ones.
The one villain who had all the powers, I was like, hey, we kind of need him in this denouement somewhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like how they used him, but they didn't forget him, so like it gets points for that.
Yeah, and that's...
But again, like the emotional tragedy of it gets undone so fast, why did we do it in the first place?
Yeah. It's like, oh no, she lost all her memories, and then two chapters later, she's got all her memories back. I thought you were going to make new ones. Like, that was going to be a really sweet conclusion.
Yeah, or just do the shonen thing of, I didn't forget my memories, because I'm too good at being a shonen protagonist for that. Yeah, didn't care for it. What do you have at 11?
That's where I have the Elusive Samurai. Like you said, it was just kind of the, all right, history, lore, it's fine.
It's where I have Himitan. It's cute, but that's all it is.
I guess I like maid outfits more at one higher for me.
Fair enough. What do you have at 10?
That's where I have Akanabanashi. Like you said, the whole conclusion to this story was that Akane is in France. We knew that last week. Good job.
That's where I put Hakutaku.
Okay.
I liked it more than you. I kind of like that it's all simultaneous and like we get the different reactions. Like the coder was like, oh man, I'm gonna be so impressive, and like, nah, this doesn't work for all these reasons. And the lead in the suit is like, well, okay, I tried everything I got. And the other one's like, oh, I honestly thought you were gonna try some other shonen nonsense. She's like, nope, shot my shot. Got as far as I could. I did my best. I don't have any regrets. Well, the main character's like, oh, man, what am I going to do next? I kind of liked all that. I hope Hakutaku isn't canceled, because this is the sort of chapter that you could immediately do the end after, and it would kind of suck. or it's the sort of chapter that can kind of start the whole thing in a different direction, and I hope it is the latter.
Yeah.
What do you have at number 9?
That's where I have Undead and Unluck. I would agree with you. It was just kind of like, oh man, you kind of just hit the reset button. I would have liked... I honestly would have liked him just getting her to fall in love with him all over again.
Yeah, or you could do like a montage and she remembers it afterwards. It just, it feels like it. There was no time where she was without her memories, like I said.
Yeah.
There's no point to the tragedy. It's where I have Mission Yuzukura Family, the final chapter of Mission Yuzukura Family. I think this is hurt a lot by the penultimate chapter.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like we were dragging out the end a long time. I do like this as an endpoint.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, the chapter itself, I think, also goes a little long, but I like the idea of, like, oh, she's pregnant again. They're going to have another kid. That's like a good, happy Shakespearean ending.
Yeah.
So I like that. I'm glad that we're not getting another arc, like I've said over and over again. I really just think that penultimate chapter really dragged it down, because the one before it was a huge emotional catharsis, and this is a happy ending that's like, oh, there could be more, and you can imagine it, but there's not anymore.
Yep.
I do like it for that. What do you have at number 8?
That's where I have Sakamoto Days.
Same, like,
yep.
For all the, it had a really cool panel of a car in the air.
Yep.
Guys, we didn't mention it specifically. We just called it the panel, but that panel is doing so much heavy lifting to get it up here. What do you have at number 7?
That's where I have Mission Yuzukura. Like you said, I kind of just liked the happy ending, and I agree with you. The last chapter didn't help this one, but I am also glad that we're not doing another 30 chapters of Denouement like We Never Learn.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, We Never Learned was choose your ending.
Yes. I honestly, I really liked that, like, as much as we like to
complain about it. 0 out of 10, no harem ending.
That is true.
I have a Kanabarashi at 7. For all of the negative things I said about it when we reviewed it, I just think there was not much I really liked this week.
Okay.
In terms of everything I had something to criticize about. Like we said, Sakamoto Days, so much heavy lifting by that one panel.
Yep.
Mission Yuzukura and Undead Unlock had a lot of issues. So Akanabanashi at least like is promising something going forward, even if it's sort of the same promise as last week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 6?
6 is where I have Sidcraft. I thought it was super cute, and I'm glad that the arc hasn't ended and we're still continuing on with it.
6 is where I have Blue Box. Again, not a perfect chapter, but better than a lot of the other stuff this week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 5?
That's where I have Kagurabachi. It was good. Nice. I like the... I agree with you. It's, like you said, saw the twist coming from a mile away. But I just really like the villain being like, all right, I just got to go after the girl. Go after the girl. Don't fight the guy. Can't get into swordsmanship battle. But
don't accidentally mentor the hero. I have Elusive Samurai at 5.
Okay.
Again, criticisms of it, but also, this chapter is kind of necessary because of the historical nature of Elusive Samurai.
Yeah.
And it's done about as well as it could be. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that it was just, like, ranking this chapter, that's where it landed. But it's not like I'm like, oh man, that was awful.
What do you have at number 4?
That's where I have Hima 10. Like I said, I guess I like maid outfits more than you.
It's where I have Sidcraft. Okay. Like I said, I really like this chapter, so I don't have much more to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 3?
That's where I have Ichi the Witch.
Same.
Descartes getting to do stuff is cool. Yeah,
exactly. It's why I said last week.
Yeah.
Like, Descartes needs to do something and be cool this week,
mm-hmm.
Or this whole manga falls apart, and hey, Descartes... just doing some things and being cool.
Yes.
I also love the bit where at the end where he's like, how many magics have you got? He's like, I don't know. I lost count a long time ago, dude.
I'll keep track of that shit. That's really good.
Yeah. What do you have at number 2?
That's where I have Blue Box. Like I said, I just really liked that moment of current me is going to reap the rewards of past me's hard work.
2's where I have Kagurabachi.
Okay.
The art didn't get in its way and was still really good.
Yeah.
And like I said before, I really wish the twist wasn't so obvious, but that's my only real criticism of it. One Piece is number 1 again.
Yep.
Lore is good. We didn't even talk about the tension with the God's Knights and their confrontation with Loki at the end, which also promises to be...
Was it this chapter that they knocked out one of the guards, or was that last chapter?
No, that was last chapter.
Okay.
This chapter, they're at Loki.
I just didn't remember...
kill your wolf friend. We will kill all your animal friends if you don't join us. And he's like, well... sucks to be them.
Yep. I love that. Also, like, we get the reveal of the one girl's power with a weird, like, arrow spiral thing.
We kind of got that before, but we didn't really see what it was.
Yeah.
So I just, spoilers for next chapter, her actual power is explained, so.
Gotcha. That'll be cool.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about Shonen Jump this week?
Nope.
All right, we read Hunter x Hunter Volume 5, and we will be back to talk about that after the break. So we read Hunter x Hunter Volume 5. This is kind of my least favorite part of Hunter x Hunter. I think the Chimera Ant arc really drags. I am not a fan of it.
Fair.
But it's so long that there are ups and downs in it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this is a short little arc where they go rescue Killua, and I don't know that it adds much to the series. Like, it introduces Killua's family, but I don't know that I need that now because we just got his brother. And so, like, we kind of have a the deal on his family.
And also, like, it introduces their family, and then they're not in the picture until way later. Like, his dad and his grandpa show up for the Chimera Ant arc, and then the rest of his family is afterwards when he's trying to save Gon.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, that's...
And, like, him trying to save Gon is, I guess, a nice parallel to this. But Killua never really feels like he's in much danger. I don't think the Butlers are interesting antagonists. I don't think we really get any good world building here.
Not a ton, no.
At the end, like, at the start of the next arc is also in this volume, and we do, like, get back on that train there.
Yeah. I guess we also have at the very... start of this, we have, like, the explanation of a hunter's license and the internet and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we established that the internet exists in Hunter x Hunter. Hunter x Hunter takes place in the fantasy 90s.
Yep.
Which I do love. And I do like the bit that the anime cuts in here where they, like, Google Ging and they can't find anything on him because he's super restricted.
Yep.
And the stuff about Kite and Gon wanting to give his license back. And I do like Gon being, like, reluctant to use his license thus far.
Yeah, well, it's that he doesn't feel like he's earned it. He specifically says, unless I go sock so or unless I go punch Ahsoka in the face and give him back this badge, I haven't earned my hunter's license.
Yeah,
so he doesn't want to use it.
There's also the secret hunter's license exam, which we haven't gotten to yet, but has been,
they mentioned.
Yes,
that the one
proctor's like, oh, I almost told him about the secret double exam.
Yep.
But then at the end we get the Heaven's Arena stuff, and that's peak, like, JRPG nonsense thrown into this world of, like, oh, we have a Tenkaichi Budokai tower you go to, like, at the post game of a Pokemon. You've beaten the Elite Hunter's License exam, you can go to the Battle Tower.
It's sort of like the raid, only, you know, with the Tenkaichi Budokai, like, smashed into it. It's
and
really
lots of
cool
mob gambling to fund it. I also love the bit of Killua being like, ah, nah, I'll start on the 50th floor, I want to take it easy today.
Yeah,
so he can hang out with Gon, but...
Yeah, that bit's nice, I like that. And this is also the volume where he mentions that he gets married to Takeuchi.
Yes, I did like that little comic at the end. I love Takeuchi as the little buddy.
Yes, where they're like, now we work side by side. And I was like, oh, that is so cute that put it in Hunter x Hunter.
I mean, I'm sure that was just a bonus in the volume, but it is still very cute. I assume that was not in the weekly chapter, is, I guess, what I'm saying.
Probably not. No, you're right. It was probably put into the volume, but still, that was very cute, and I liked it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I love his little, like, bunny drawing of her. I assume that's her, like, I don't know what to call them. Avatar seems wrong, but I think is correct. It just has a different meaning now for comments and such.
Yeah.
I assume other magazines do that, and it's not just Shonen Jump that has Oda as a weird fish.
No. Well, and it makes sense for a bunch of these guys and girls to Avatar is kind of the correct thing. Like, I'm thinking of, like, VR chat. So this is the persona I put up.
Yeah. It's just, it predates the internet, which is why it seems like a weird word to me, but
yes,
it is correct. I suppose it is a visual identifier.
Yep.
Back to Hunter x Hunter though. I do like the foreshadowing for York New City.
Yep.
It does make Heaven's Arena a training arc, but it's a rad JRPG training arc where they're like, oh, you just gotta go grind in the tower for a while.
Yep.
See how many levels we can get. they just met this Osu kid who's like, ah, I'm going to be an important character in Hunter x Hunter for maybe 5 minutes.
Eh, even less than that. He's only important for like a minute until they get introduced to the master who's...
Wing?
Only...
Is that Wing?
I think so.
I know what he looks like. I think his name is Wing.
That sounds right. The, it was like that. He's there into him to then get them abilities.
Yeah, so they can pass the secret hunter's exam. Yes. But yeah, I love the, like I said, I love the foreshadowing for York New because that seems exciting because everyone's going to meet back up because yep. Killua and Kurapika have left, and also Hisoka's going to be there, and also Kurapika's mortal enemies.
Yep.
York New rules. York New, I think, is my favorite arc in Hunter x Hunter, so I am looking forward to that, and I love the foreshadowing for it, even though, like I said, this arc is not my favorite. It seems like a real step down after the Hunter x exam. It's also kind of anticlimactic. Killua just walks out after his dad's like, I should stop being an asshole to you. If I let you go, you will come back and be the best assassin.
Yep. Well, no, but...
maybe eventually... Look, we don't know.
We
maybe
don't know.
Maybe one day there will be another chapter of Hunter x Hunter, Kevin.
Lightning God Killua is an assassin.
Yeah. And maybe he'll... I don't know. Maybe he'll just need to kill a lot of people to protect his sister and Gon, and then just be like, well, I guess we'll do this professionally. If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about Hunter x Hunter, Kevin?
Nope.
All right, then. Next week, we are going to read the final volume of Haikyuu, volume 45.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, our opening theme is Fighting Against One's Will by Midair Machine. Our closing theme is A Psychic Fistfight by Tom W. Emmerich. Other music on the show is by Spectacular Sound Productions, and our album art is by Kate Wind on DeviantArt. www.lastpodcast.com is our website, where you can check out past episodes. You can check out the ones we did on Hunter x Hunter or Haikyuu, as we're going into the final volume. It's also where you can find my other podcasts, It's a Gundam and Last Time on Video Games. It's a Gundam, by the time this is up, we'll have our New Year's special, where Kevin, Zach, and I all talked about the media we consumed in 2024. Mm-hmm. And you get to hear me say, late night, with the devil. You just heard it. But I said it better then. Anything you want to plug, Kevin?
Nope.
Have a great week, everyone. Gotta stop.